welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and we are so glad that you joined us today for the program. Welcome. We hope to see you just begin to grow and know how to use the weapons of your warfare in your life to walk in faith, not fear. And, you know, overall, we just want you to be an overcomer in your life. That's why we do the program. We get together, myself and a co-host, and we go through just topics and different ways and things that will help you to live your life for the Lord and help you to live in victory and experience all that God has for you. And my co-host today is actually our worship leader at Lighthouse Christian Church, Joseph Poulin.
Hey there, Pastor Kevin. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Welcome to the program, man.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's so glad to have you, man. We are always doing life together here, there. You know, we all are. You're working still and managing things at the church on top of that. And we stay busy, but I just love having you on the program. I really appreciate all that you do at the church and just your friendship as well. So thanks for being here.
Of course.
You know, I usually let the co-host bring the topic to the table for the day, and you brought a really good one, man. Why don't you share with everybody what our topic is going to be today?
Certainly. So today, God really put this heart on my heart, and it's funny. There's a lot of times that when you're in the middle of preparing something that you're getting ready to bring to God's children, it generally will pertain to you a lot, and this really spoke to me as God was kind of placing it on my heart, and it's specifically rest and observing the Sabbath. You know, how important it is to make sure that we're taking time out to spend not only with the Lord, but just finding peace, because there's so many times, whether it's in our every coming and going day life, our ministry, our work, you know, hobbies, whatever it is, that we get caught up in that rat race and we just want to go.
Oh, I've been in the rat race, man, for sure.
I know. It can be overwhelming to the point where you end up feeling depleted. You're exhausted. You're done. You're absolutely spent. Even though it's still ministry or it's still work and these are good things that you're providing for your family, you're still doing the Lord's work, but you're pouring so much and pouring so much.
Yep.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
I've seen good be the enemy of God.
That's right. So,
and, you know, the enemy would love to keep you so busy that you don't know who God is. You don't really have time to spend with Him. We've talked about this before on the program, how important it is to do that. You know, and as you said, the Sabbath day, you know, I was reminded as I've watched The Chosen and different series and different things, you know, on The Chosen, they talk a lot about the Sabbath day, and it comes from the Hebrew word Shabbat.
Yes.
And, you know, we see that. And what that means is it means to cease or to rest. And, you know, I believe that God was very particular about establishing a Sabbath day of rest, that he even did it in his own creation.
That's right.
You know? He brought it. So share with us a little bit more about this.
Well, you see that. You actually brought that up, that it's something that God instilled not only in his life, if we can call it that. God is all, he's been around.
His existence.
His existence.
Yes.
He, if you look at Genesis 2:2-3, it's the first instance of the Sabbath. It says, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it, he rests from all the work of creating that he had done. You know, it, in this we see God, our Creator, Lord of all, the Almighty, the Creator of everything. He's like, pause.
Right.
I'm going to take a rest. Pause. This is good. All of these things that I have done are good, but pause.
Sure. You know, sometimes I think, did God really need to rest? I don't think he did. I think he wanted to rest and have a time where we would see rest. You know, a lot of times we see Jesus, you know, in his life and ministry, he would do things. And he's like, suffer it to be so, so that we can fulfill all righteousness. I'm setting an example. I'm making a point here. And I do believe that rest is the heart of God, and that we have to rest in Him. Okay. And I'll get to that in a little bit, but let's keep digging around in this Genesis stuff.
Well,
here.
Definitely.
I like what you're sharing here.
I'm loving what you were just putting down as well there, because it's, if we are made in the image of God, which is in Genesis 1:26-27,
right?
Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that he may rule over the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals or the earth, and over the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. So if we're created in the image of God, exactly as you were saying, he wanted to give to us a picture of what we should do, how we should act, how we should live our lives. So he gave us that literal cutout of saying, all right, it's good to do these six days of work, but on the seventh day, I am going to take a pause. So if we are supposed to emulate and be a mirror image of who Christ is in our lives and to the people around us, we must then realize the importance of rest or ceasing.
Yeah, for me, it's always this. We see Jesus in all his ministry and everything that he did, and God established the Sabbath day of rest, right? Mm-hmm. And if we go back to Genesis, you know, part of the curse in Adam's sin was that now you're going to toil. Now right. you're going to work. Now right. you're going to have to, by the sweat of your brow, provide.
Right.
You know, and that was part of the curse of sin, right? And all of that happened to us. And now we've been caught up in this earth-cursed system. We've got this, I've got to go work. I got to, by the sweat mm-hmm. of my brow, I got to go do this now. And I got to toil the earth. I got to work my job. I got to go and put in my hours to get my money, to make enough money to provide for my living and for my family and to get food and to get shelter and to get, you know, a vehicle or whatever else you want to call it.
All of
and
the
there's,
things.
But there's a curse on toiling. See, it wasn't originally that way. You know, Adam and Eve, when they were originally in the garden prior to their sin and their fall, you know, the Sabbath was every day. You know, I mean, it was, they lived with God. They gathered everything they needed right. from the garden. They spent all of their time with God. And I think that God, once he had finished creation, the Sabbath was just kind of established. I don't know that it was just a day. I don't know that, I think it was just life
continuous,
was a Sabbath
almost.
At
right.
that point, you know? And I could be wrong. I'm speculating a little bit. But then he established after the fall and after the curse the Sabbath day, and you're going to observe it, you're going to keep it holy, to the point where, he, you know, in the law with Moses in Exodus, he said, if you work on the Sabbath day, we're going to kill you.
Right.
You're going to die.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? It's like that important to God, because this is my belief. Is that Jesus is the Sabbath day of rest.
Come on now.
That's how it's holy. You know, and when we enter back into a relationship with Jesus, we enter into the rest of God again.
That's
and
right.
the earth curse, the system of toiling is now gone, and God wants to show us how to gather again.
Well, that's
how, my little nugget.
No, but that's
I want to hear what you have to say.
That's the joy of understanding that there is peace, the peace that passes all understanding. And when you have put your hope, your purpose, and your future into the King of Kings, he does give you rest, even in the midst of all of the craziness. You know, he isn't going to make our lives easy. Life isn't something that's
no.
going to be simple. Walking as a Christ follower, life isn't easy. He gives you the strength to be able to persevere through the storms that are going to come and impact you and slap you upside the head. So that's where that rest comes from. I mean, he did it in the boat with his disciples. He was sleeping. Jesus took a nap.
Right.
He's like, yep, we're going to cross this. But
don't you see we're sinking? Yeah. We're going to perish.
Yet he's in the boat with you. You don't have to worry. He's driving the boat. Even if he's sleeping, he's driving the boat.
He said we were going to the other side.
That's right. What he said will come to pass.
Right.
So
they were still working on it, though.
We'll give
them a little credit.
Of course. Because
we're going to have to meet them one day.
That's
so
right.
We're going to have to, they're going to look back and go, hey, you remember that day on the radio?
You know, I know.
I don't want the disciples coming up to me going, hey, you know,
Peter,
all right.
Peter's going to have some words.
But
I know.
Dude,
it's gonna
that
be...
comment. Really? Really? You know?
Try that again. Oh, man.
Let's put you in the boat and see where you'd be at when
be
it's three quarters full.
Yeah. I'd be freaking out, too.
That's so funny. But, so, you know, it's amazing. Go ahead.
God, you know, God saw that rest, he himself saw that rest was good and that it was holy, while also creating us in his image. Why would we feel the need to try to continue to pour out of an empty cup? Why would we feel the need to keep pushing so much without communing with him, without having
sure.
that rest within
that's
him?
That's a good point.
So realistically, you can't. You cannot. That's the joy of knowing Jesus. You cannot go through this life and pour out and pour out and pour out and not feel depleted unless
sure.
you have Jesus in your life.
Right.
You know, we weren't created to walk through life that way.
Well, I think the Sabbath is representative of the intimacy
with
God. You know, I think it's intimacy. I think that I can get so busy doing things for God that I actually don't do anything with God.
Right.
And the Sabbath kind of brings that into balance. I think God always knew that we were going to fall under that works mentality, and we're going to try to earn our salvation. We're going to try to be who we are because God, you know, I'm going to work so hard that you're going to accept me. And that's not how you gain acceptance from God at all. You've got to be willing to lay down your life, and that's rest. That's
right.
I'm stepping out of my desires and my plans and my purpose, you know, for God's purpose in my life, because we do have free will. You can never leave that
out of
the equation, and you have the choice to rest or keep moving. And so many times I've been so busy, I've made rest the last priority, and when it should be the first.
Well, and when you are observing that Sabbath, because non-believers do this as well. They have a quote day of rest. It's something that's built into us as humans. That's why, I mean, guys, I'm you might not like this, watching football on Sunday afternoon, Thursday evening, Monday night football. It's when you pause and you take that. The Sabbath is going to highlight what it is that you are actually worshiping. Truly.
Oh, yeah.
The Sabbath, the quote Sabbath, will highlight that. It's
what
going
do you do
to
when
be,
you're resting?
Exactly. So what is it that you're pursuing? It's going to bring them right to the forefront, and it'll tell you what you're pursuing, where your heart is, truly. So if you're taking time to do that, and this is by no means wrong, you know, spending time with your kids, spending time with your wife, going out fishing, throwing a line in the water, spending time on the boat, getting out and writing music,
whatever
you do. It is. But is
sewing, knitting.
Right. Is
anything,
God at the
whatever,
center of that?
We want to leave ladies out.
It's,
you know,
no, it's,
do stuff
hey,
too.
I knit and I sew.
Some of them actually shoot shotguns and stuff too, though.
There's
so
a lot of women. I know a lot of women are better shots than
anyway.
I am.
Exactly.
Man.
So they may be out running through ammo.
It's true. It's true. I've met some women fishermen that are even better than me too.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, for sure.
But those things, if Christ is not in the center of them, then it is not going to find fulfillment. You will not
right.
be truly restful. You
right.
might get out and you might have caught, you know, 50 fish in an hour, but you're not going to feel fulfilled at the
so
end of
here's
it.
Here's a good example. You ready?
Go for
have
it.
You ever gone on vacation?
Yes.
And by the time you get back from vacation, you're so exhausted, you can't wait to get back to work and get back to your regular routine of life so that you can rest.
Absolutely.
You know, I have overplanned, overstepped, over, you know, spent vacation time where I'm supposed to go and rest, and I never even made it to the pool. I never made it here. I never made it there because we created this timeline of everything that we needed to do and all these things that we had to experience, which is typical human nature.
Right.
And you know what? It was like God would have enjoyed if I'd have just walked up on the little trail by myself and spend a little time with him over
exactly.
on the mountain or down on the beach, or if I paddle out. I can be so busy surfing sometimes that I don't think about God at all. But when I go out there and I just sit for a minute and I reflect on the Lord and I actually begin to rest in him, that's when I get the better waves. God's
right.
like, I'm going to bless you.
Right.
You know what? Spending time with me here. Poof. You know, he'll push a wave in and I'll get it. And everybody's all like, where did that come from? And I'm like, I know where it came from.
That was a blessed wave.
It was a gift from the Lord for me. But, you know, It is. It's a holy thing to find your rest in the Lord. You know, you're not going to find true rest anywhere else because Jesus is the Sabbath day of rest. I mean, I'll say that over and over again.
I mean, it's good.
You want to cease or rest in your life, you are going to have confidence and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you'll be like, I'm not going to make it.
Wholeheartedly.
I'm never going to get it all done. And when it says that we can do all things through Christ, who gives us what? The strength, right? So you want to succeed in what you're doing. Apart from rest, you need Jesus in your life. But then if you want to actually not burn out, you want to be able to live a life of rest, you need a personal, one-on-one, intimate relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's right. Well, Ezekiel 20, 19 through 20 actually says this as well. I am the Lord your God. Follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Keep my Sabbaths holy, that they may be a sign between us. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God.
Yeah.
So it's important. Time and time again, we have to be intentional about carving out time, not only for your devotions, not only for your worship, not only for those intimate moments that you were talking about with the Lord, but it breaks you away from that rat race. It kind of throws the schedule to the wind.
Yeah, I love how it says, be careful.
Right.
Okay, to keep my laws. And the Sabbath day, keep it holy. That, you know, that's a law. You know, don't covet. Don't do all those things. You know, we have the laws of God, but you know what? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. And that's where, you know, when we were made to observe the Sabbath through the law, the Ten Commandments, is obey the Sabbath, keep it holy. You know, now we are under a different covenant. We're under a different plan.
Right.
Does it mean that none of the old plan, that I can kill people now, or I can covet, or I can do all that? No, all of that stands. Without the law, there's nothing to judge by. And how are we going to know that we are not meeting the standard that God's looking for us to meet in our life, which is His standard of holiness, right?
That's right.
How are we ever going to know that we need a Savior if we don't compare our lives to that law and go, I can't do this.
Right.
I need you, right, Jesus, and there's no way I'm ever going to find the rest of God in my life from toiling against sin and that earth curse system until the day that I give my life to Jesus Christ. And now I am, now He is peace, He is rest. And I'm walking in the Sabbath day of rest every day. Even at work, I'm having rest because I'm in Him.
Right.
The Bible says, in Him we live and move and have our being. Mm-hmm. And I want to live and move and have my being and be at rest and have that Sabbath day every day of my life, because it's a personal, intimate relationship with God. That's why it's holy.
Exactly.
It is Jesus. He is holy.
That's right.
He is purity and there, all of that.
There is no other greater rest than Jesus. Jesus is the greatest rest. And we can't get so caught up in everything else that's going on, because God says this in Luke 12:27, consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If God is going to take care of the things that are just natural and growing outside right now, the earth that He created, if it is sustained for, if the birds have food to eat, all of the wild beasts have food to eat, is He not going to take care of you? So we don't have to worry, fret, and get anxious about all of the things that we have to take care of, whether that be work, family, ministry, whatever it is. God will provide a way, no matter what, if we are allowing Him to sustain us. And that rest of Him sustaining us will give us the ability to pour from an overflowing cup, not an empty one.
I love this. In Hebrews 4:9-11, it says, there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anybody who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from His. Says, let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. You know, God is looking for us to find our rest in Him through obedience, through hearing the Word, knowing the truth. The Bible says we'll know the truth and the truth will set us free. And, you know, we've got to make rest the priority. But rest is Jesus.
That's
right. It's not this idea of I need to go take a nap or I need to sleep. When we're resting in God, what that means is that we have full confidence and trust in His Word, that it's true, that what He said about us is who we are, and we're walking that out every day in our lives, and we are becoming who God has called us to be.
Come on.
That's what rest is. Rest is when you aren't wondering if God really loves you because you sinned or you messed up. It's knowing that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In spite of my sin, God has released me from that, and I am now the righteousness of God in Him, and now I can rest knowing that my sins in my life, my sin situation has been dealt with once and for all at the cross. Jesus paid the price. He paid the punishment for my sin. Now I can rest from the fear of of God coming at me and judging me because
the ultimate consequence has been paid
holy,
for.
You know, right. That's why the Sabbath day of rest is us looking at God and saying thank you for all that you've done for us.
Yeah. No, it's that's the beauty of it. You know, in order to fulfill the purpose in your life, we got to align ourselves with God's plan. Finding time to rest in His peace is a huge, huge part of that, if not one of the most important parts of it. Without the rest of who He is fulfilling your life, you're not gonna get it.
Right.
It ain't going to happen.
You can't have peace without God.
Exactly.
You really can't love without God. He
I know.
Is love. You,
That's
you
right.
can have a relationship with somebody, but are you really loving them? I don't know. You haven't entered
right.
into the rest of God, then His love isn't able to come through you. Maybe you're lusting them or you're just using
right.
them or there's something that you're gaining out of it. But to truly, you know, find peace, to find love, to find rest, you've got to be centered in Jesus. It's got to be a Jesus thing. So,
Come
guys,
on.
We hope you're enjoying this topic, and we hope that you are finding rest here at Turn the Light On today. We've got Joseph Pullen with us today, and we're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Today. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the program. It's Turn the Light On. We're so glad that you joined us today, and we have been talking about rest and finding rest and the Sabbath day of rest and how Jesus is rest. And we've just been sharing with each and every one of you some different scriptures, but we've got Joseph Pullen with us today, and I want him to kick us off with one last scripture as we round out the program.
Yeah,
Joseph,
so
go for it.
Matthew 11, starting in verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So he's welcoming all of these children here on this earth into his arms, saying, come to me. You who are weary and burdened down, so you've been beaten down by life, you've engaged in that rat race, and take my yoke upon you. Well, that yoke is not something, again, this is something that you've got to work for.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to just be able to just plow through and be like, I've got this. I'm going to be able to handle this on my own. No, it's God's yoke, and you put it on your own shoulders, so it's not an easy task. But you get to learn, because when you're yoked up, when oxen were yoked up together, they were in tandem. Left and right. So when we take his yoke upon us, we are in tandem with Christ, meaning we're
right.
pulling that plow
we're
together.
Working together.
He's right there
love
with
that.
Me.
That's a great view.
And it's
future sermon.
It could be very much so. And it says again, so he's gentle and from a humble heart, and you're going to find rest in your souls. It's not just rest in your person, not just rest in your being from being, like you were saying earlier, being tired or needing a nap. No, it rejuvenates and refills your soul so that
everything,
you are not,
your whole being.
That's right.
I love it.
You find the purpose. My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Go ahead.
Rest in the peace that passes all understanding. Find time with the Lord. Cease the rat race. And we have to observe the Sabbath, engaging with Jesus and resting in him, so that when you say that I am following and keeping your Sabbath, I'm keeping you, Jesus, first.
I love it. You know, the first part of that says, come to me.
Come on.
And I would say to everybody that's out there today, maybe you're struggling. Maybe you haven't had rest in a while in your soul. Maybe you're uneasy. Maybe you need something different. And the answer is Jesus. He's the answer to everything. You know, people come to me for counseling and they're like, I have a problem. I says, I have the answer.
Come on.
Because Jesus is the answer.
Always.
So come to him and he will give you rest for your souls. So guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. If you're weary, just call on the name of the Lord and be saved, you know, and see God do miracles in your life. Thanks for tuning in to Turn the Light On. We'll see you next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marathon, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.